ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Well, well, well. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. The one we've been waiting for since the offseason. You and I have been chatting all summer, and this has played out just as we have suspected.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. And for me, it's extra special because
you've got some kids involved.
I mean, I got a lot of kids
involved.
Not just
blood.
I mean, I have truly coached. So, let's see. Clark, Bridges, of course, Cook, Hamilton, Ellison, Najee a little bit.
Jack. Look at big Robert Werdan's in the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've coached a lot of these kids. Jaden Morris, how did I forget Jaden? One of my third son sometimes. So did my water get in her way or something? What was she looking at? I don't know.
She was looking back because her friend was coming behind her.
I thought she was trying to take my Skittles.
No,
anyways,
we don't do that.
Let's get back to this game. It's going to be a good one.
Weddington comes into tonight's action 16-1 overall, 3-0 in the conference. They are coming off an 89 40, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, that's an outfit there.
And the shoes to go with it.
Oh, man.
Weddington's only loss of the season is to the Burlington School in the holiday tournament over Christmas break. These two teams met twice last year with the Warriors. They split it in the offseason. The Warriors are led by their own version, oh, yeah, of the Lethal Weapon 3, going back to when we were younger.
The modern version,
yes.
Right?
Junior guard. Or wing, K.J. Younger, 22.6 points, 7.5 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 34% from three. Leads Union County going into the night's game in scoring and second in rebounding. Senior guard Grant Hamilton, 22.3 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 40% from three. He is second in Union County in scoring. And then the third man of the three, the lethal weapon part of it, senior guard Aiden Cook, 8.7 points, 3 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 45% from 3. And they are coached by the legendary Gary Ellington.
Yeah, you know, and I think that we've seen quite a bit of this Warrior team. We know that at this point it's safe to say that you're going to get big points from Hamilton and Younger. You know, question there to me is Hamilton hot from outside? You know, if Grant is really on from outside, he's almost undefendable. I don't know why you say that.
Indefensible?
I don't know. Whatever. You know, because he gets it off so quick, he can shoot it so deep, that kind of thing. And then that makes them almost just unbeatable.
But we said this on Tuesday. He's not just a shooter. Oh. He's become a scorer.
Right. And so I guess that's kind of my point, though, is that I'll bet you Hamilton puts up good points tonight. But is it going to be that he's working for him? Is he having to drive? Because his shot hadn't been on. I mean, he hadn't had a bad season by any means.
No.
But he's had his games where he doesn't shoot great from outside and still scores 19, 20 points. But if he's on from outside, this team just becomes lethal, to your point. And Cook's been the same. I mean, he's really been shooting the three ball well. Doesn't shoot the volume of shots that Hamilton does, but he really hurts you when you're out there game planning for him and for Hamilton and Younger. So I think Younger is a super difficult matchup for this Marvin team tonight, but they're going to play good, smart, fundamental man-to-man and see what they can give him, I'm sure.
For Marvin Ridge, they come into tonight's action 13-5 overall, 3-0 in the conference. Coming off a 71-55 win last week over Sun Valley. They are led by their own version of their lethal weapon three.
Yes.
Senior guard Josh Clark leads them in points, rebounds, assists, and steals. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 31% from three, but it doesn't take a lot of threes. But last season, he dropped 31 for a career high on this Weddington team.
He single-handedly carried him to a win there.
Senior guard Sinyon Bridges, 11.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 34% from three, and he's coming off a season high of 24 against Sun Valley last Friday night. And then junior guard Brady Dunn, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 42% from three. He had a season high 22 against Cuthbertson, and they are coached by Adam Haynes.
Yeah, you know, and Josh Clark is just such a motor player. You know, I mean, he just kind of like it just. He's the kind of guy that lights up a room, you know. I mean, he's always smiling. The motor, he's
good
always
kid.
Going hard. You gotta love watching Josh Clark play. But I think it's safe to say this year's Weddington team is not going to let him do the same thing for 31 points. You know,
you would hope so.
He really pretty much hurt him doing one thing, curling at that screen and going hard to his right and driving the basket. And you got to play him and make him be a shooter and make him go to his left. But, you know, like I said before, I really had the pleasure of coaching Cinchin Bridges for the first time this summer. And I'll tell you what, Cinchin's way more than a shooter now, too. I mean, similar to what we would say about Grant, that is Cinchin's strength. He's a great shooter, but he's a smart player all around.
Well, what I've seen him this season with doing for Coach Haynes, he runs a lot of the point.
Yes.
And then brings that 24 if he needs to, but
right.
He's initiating the offense.
Very capable, smart point guard, just makes the right plays. He finds the right spots on the court. You know, he'll beat you back door if you overplay him. He'll find a good spot in the zone. You know, just that kind of player you want. And then, of course, Dunn. I mean, Brady Dunn can really shoot the lights out. You've got to make him put it on the floor. You know, he's happy to facilitate, but if you leave him open – and let him get his feet set. Yeah, he will absolutely kill you. So, you know, I don't know that I see Weddington playing much zone tonight. I wouldn't recommend that against this Marvin team. I'll be curious whether Marvin plays zone against Weddington. I could see that. Not sure I recommend that either. But then again, pick your poison. Are you going to match up with KJ Younger, or are you going to play zone and hope for the best? I don't know.
We're about 2 minutes away from the tip and the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. The belt is on the line. First place in the Southern Carolina Conference. We'll take a break and come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week starting lineup. For Weddington, it will be Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, Zepp, and Younger.
We might get one more. Nope. He forgot. This crowd is going to be a factor tonight. But on both ends, too. I mean, it's way bigger for Marvin, but the Weddington student section really traveled.
For Marvin Ridge, it'll be Brady Dunn, Cinchin Bridges, Josh Clark, Jack Sheridan, and Marshall Payne.
What's the flag say? Senior Mavs, yep. I think.
We may get one here.
I hope so.
Brady,
I kind of doubt
Brady.
It.
No. Okay.
Oh, I meant Cinchin.
Oh, Brady.
Nope, he didn't even look. I thought. See, we get Josh won't come over either.
Nah, Josh don't like you no more.
No.
He's too big time now.
He is kind of big time.
He is.
I remember when he wasn't even big time.
There we go.
All right. I was bad mouthing my man, too. I wanted to give Cinchin a little bit of a nod, but he's too focused. He is Mr. Serious. That guy, I tell you what, it's hard to get him to smile.
Weddington in the road blue, trimmed in green. Home whites for Marvin Ridge, trimmed in orange. And we've started the Wake Forest crowd already, the chant.
I think we're getting ready to see everybody go into battle right here. This is going to be something else. And you keep an eye out. If these officials don't keep it a little tighter than that girls' game.
Younger and Payne will jump center. Marvin Ridge right to left. Weddington left to right on your internet dial.
Ooh. What do they say? It's going to be lit. Can I say that?
You can say that. Up and one by the Warriors. Into the backcourt quickly to Aiden Cook. Cook across the timeline, right wing over to Zepp.
Yeah, you got to get that ball to Younger. There. Yeah, there's a double, I said. That's what you do.
Zepp, a three. Got it.
Now, that's huge because that's my game plan, too. Double Younger if I'm Marvin.
Pressure here by Younger. Kind of a one. What was that, a one? One, three,
yeah.
One?
Yeah,
one.
I think full court, yeah.
Payne left side up top to Dunn.
A little 2-2-1, maybe.
Back to Payne. Over to Bridges, up top to Sheridan. Dunn in the corner, back up top to Payne. Now to Bridges, guarded by Cook. Lost his dribble, back to Sheridan, right wing over to Clark. Clark with Younger on him, now to Payne. Top of the key, Marshall, left wing, done.
Good move having Younger on Clark, I think.
Sheridan to the block, in the corner.
There's their shooter.
Bridges a three, short. Younger with the rebound. Who stops the ball? Nobody. Down the lane, up glass, no.
There.
Put back his foot for Zepp.
Mason Zepp has come out to play.
Zepp's got five, and it's 5-0.
Now
Coach Ellington has got.
I'd say, up note, Younger got fouled there, I think. Wait, what? Oh, they're saying they can't say anything.
Clark down the lane. The teardrop is no good. Rebound by Sheridan, put back. It's good.
Doing the dirty work, Jack Sheridan.
Into the corner to Hamilton. Grant, layup, got it.
But up note, they're not calling
such
these
body
fouls.
Body control.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Younger got rocked down here. They didn't call us. That's a big thing.
Done with it across the timeline with a small pass midcourt. Clark down the lane.
That's his game.
Up, oh, blocked,
man.
And he hit the deck hard. Zepp with it over to Ellison. Ellison to Cook. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound Zepp.
Zepp again.
Now to Hamilton into the corner. Ellison, high post. Triple drive. Fall away. Got it.
Yeah, the other guys.
Timeout, Marvin Ridge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the start that Weddington wanted to have to kind of help take the crowd or settle the crowd down a little bit maybe. I don't think it's going to last long to settle that crowd down. But, you know, Weddington's coming out getting scoring from Ellison and Zepp and one basket from Hamilton. But you got to be happy with that if you're Weddington.
100%. You're up 9-2 with 5:51 to go here in the first.
And Younger hadn't even scored yet, you know. But this is, you know, I always say this. When you've got two good teams, there's going to be a game, there's going to be runs.
Yeah, a game, you know? Of runs, and can you stop theirs and can you outlast theirs?
And like Coach said to us before.
Coach Tolbert
said to us that, you know, it's going to be about taking each other's punches, not literally, hopefully. But that's the first punch that Weddington delivered. Great timeout. Get that momentum stop now. Settle your guys down and get a bucket.
So it's a 1-2-2 press here.
Yep.
With Dunn and Bridges.
It's hard to throw over Younger.
It is. Clark in the middle. Josh down the lane. On the block. Pump fake Sheridan. It's there if they want it.
Yeah, Clark's getting in too close there, and that was a great dish off.
9-4 at Weddington. Younger across the timeline. Into the corner. Lost his dribble. Hamilton baseline. Grant. Another great layup.
Yeah. As you said, he's not just a shooter.
The body control
is amazing.
It is.
He is a scorer.
Dunn across the timeline with a pass cross court over to Bridges. Sinjin back to Clark into the corner. Dunn a three, missed everything off of Zepp. It'll stay Mavs ball.
Was that deflected? I don't see Dunn miss that bad. I didn't see it was either, but I don't see.
But that's two air balls. Bridges didn't hit anything on that
tightness?
One, and now Dunn.
I mean, I wouldn't think so.
Not nerves, but just you're jacked up.
Maybe. That needed to be a rebound for Weddington there.
All the way out top to Clark.
Oh, wide open. Someone didn't do their job there.
Dunn to Clark. Josh drive.
Kick. Got nowhere to go.
Sheridan a three. No good. Rebound Zepp.
Man, Zepp's got four early rebounds. That's big for Weddington.
And 5 points. Najee just checked in. Loose ball stolen away. Clark wants to lead the break. He's by himself, though. Clark is fouled by Zepp. Add a foul to Mason along with the points and rebounds.
The stat stuffer, huh? Yeah, I mean, that's where Josh is so good, and you can't let him get in the open court. You can't let him go with his right. Definitely.
Jaden Morris will check in after this free throw.
And like I said in the pregame, I mean, or before, it's an emotional night for this young man, I'm sure. He went to Weddington his whole schooling.
Clark up, no good.
And then his senior year, he's getting called back. It was a just kidding thing, I guess.
I guess because Weddington went with they brought Zepp out and put Najee in, so they did get a little smaller, but not that much. Clark up and good on the second one. 11-5 with 4:48 to go here in the first. Warriors up. Younger will bring it up and start the offense for Coach Ellington. Hands off to Hamilton, now up top to Najee. Now to Ellison, high post.
I think they
on
had
the block.
Hamilton.
Hamilton to work. The fadeaway, no good, missed everything.
Two guys that know really each other really well there.
Bridges across the timeline. Up on Cook. He'll get a screen.
Oh.
Stolen in the backcourt. Stolen back. Cook
dunk.
To Younger. Throws it down with two hands.
That'll get the Weddington crowd going.
13-5 Weddington. Near side to Bridges. Cross court over to Dunn. into the middle. Clark is fouled on the floor. It'll be on Cook, I believe.
I think that's a reach foul, and that's touchy. Oh, wait, three.
Three Hamilton. On Hamilton, okay.
I don't even know where that came from. I thought it looked like a reach.
Zepp in, Hamilton out.
Well, that's always big. When you get an early one on Grant Hamilton, he doesn't usually get in foul trouble, but, it's important.
Clark looks winded here.
Remember, he had cramping last year a lot.
Yep, that's right. All the way and stolen away. Zepp on the inbound. He'll push. Mason into the corner. Drive baseline. Hit from behind. No foul, but it went out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington basketball.
And again, Mason Zepp looks like he's really come to play. Confident and aggressive tonight.
Hamilton back in. Najee comes out for Weddington.
Really like that sub. Get your score right back in on an inbound under your basket, you know.
4:02 to go here. Warriors up 8, 13-5.
I'll bet you Marvin knows this inbound play. We'll see what happens.
Cook going to go up top to Younger. Hands off back. Nope. Wanted to go to Cook.
Sure,
he goes baseline.
Like
spin. Turn. Yeah. Shot. No.
Yeah, you don't want to force that.
Rebound by Clark. Josh will push. Left side to Dunn, wide open. A three for Brady is good.
He's going to hit that.
13-8. Warriors lead, 3:40 to go.
Now they've taken that first punch we talked about.
Next dead ball will be a timeout for the media. Hellison a three, no good. Zepp got away with a push.
Man,
and the putback is good.
To play tonight. That's 7 early points and 5 early rebounds for Mason Zepp.
Clark. Across the timeline, in the middle of the court, Younger up on him.
He wants the screen.
Bridges goes to the opposite side, up top to Payne. Now to Bridges. Sinjin lost it, got it back, fell down. Cook with the steal. Aiden wants to push. Hamilton, pump fake, down the lane for Grant. Another one. That's 3 layups for Hamilton.
Hey, he says, if you're going to come out and play me hard outside, I can take you to the basket too.
Back to a 9-point lead with 2:50 to go here. In the first, done with it across the timeline. Cook on him, high post to Payne. Now to Dunn, right wing. Still with that left-handed dribble now with 2:40 to go. Now to Payne, Clark left side, rise, fire. A long three, no good, rebound by Cook.
Yeah, I don't think you want that if you're Marvin.
Aiden gets it to Younger. On the block to Ellison, up to Zepp, a three. Got it!
My goodness, what did Mason Zepp eat for dinner?
And another timeout. Timeout,
good
Marvin Ridge.
Good timeout call. Use it while you got it. I mean, use it when the momentum's going the wrong way.
2:20 to go here. It's 20-8, Weddington.
Media, so he actually didn't get charged.
No, you're right. No charge. Media timeout.
Oh, wait, what? I'm confused.
TV timeout, so they can sit on the bench. We'll keep it right here.
So they're not.
They're not charged for timeout.
Okay. I thought he was saying he was still getting charged for the 30-second, but they're going to get a minute. I don't know. Anyways, I thought, Marvin fought back pretty well there and seemed to have a little bit of excitement and momentum, and then, wow, Weddington just stormed back again, So
the Dunn three brought it back.
Yeah.
And then they just squashed it again.
And from there, Weddington just really took off. And I think you're seeing again, just like in the girls' game, I think you're seeing them really let them play. They've called 2 fouls so far. 2 fouls on Weddington and none on Marvin so far. I personally think that there could have been a foul on either of the steals away from Bridges or not. I mean, I think it could have been either way.
The Zepp rebound putback here.
That could have been. I think Younger got fouled on a drive earlier. I think Hamilton's been fouled. We probably could have had a 3-point play, But, I mean, they're doing it both ways. But I don't know. I still kind of want to see him clean it up on both sides a little bit.
You want to get out of here at midnight? Is that what you're asking?
No, but I want to see it called right. I mean, if you're calling it even, if you're calling it on both sides consistent, fine. But
Bridges across the timeline. Far side of the court. They trap him. He gets it to Clark. Left side to Dunn. Wyatt Haynes in for the first time tonight, along with Jaden Morris.
You got Cook and Morris, longtime buddies against each other.
Clark with it up top. Now to Bridges. A three for Sinjin. Got it.
There you go.
And Ellison was right in his face on that one.
Yeah, when Sinjin gets on it, that doesn't matter too much. Kind of like Grant.
Cook with it. 20-11, Weddington. Hamilton left wing. still with that dribble. Dunn is on him. Hands off to Cook. Aiden with it in front of us. Drive, hang, shot, no, too strong. Haynes with the rebound, but a foul is called. It'll be a loose ball foul, I believe. It'll be on Zepp.
Oh, gosh, that's his second. He's really been playing well. That's one thing that's been kind of consistently, that one thing that's been bad about Zepp, or, you know, he seems to get in a little bit of foul trouble, and, boy, they can't really afford that the way he's playing tonight.
To Dunn across the timeline in front of us. Left side over to Haynes. Back up top. Dunn with it. A minute 15 to go in the first. Hands off to Clark. Up top to Morris. Right side to Bridges. St. John with it to Haynes. Now again back to Clark. Josh baseline on Cook.
Doing what he does.
Spin. Lost it. Now he's got it back to Haynes. Now to Dunn. Under a minute to go in the quarter.
Coach Ellington cheering his defense on.
Bridges a three. Got it! Yep.
He's feeling it now. You can tell the confidence is there.
20-14 with 50 seconds to go.
You're going to have to keep it out of his hands or really get in his face because he's going to hit it.
Cook with it. Lost his dribble. Needs help. Gets it to Younger. Morris on him. Morris looking to stop him. Younger is fouled.
That's the first foul of the game on Marvin. They're, fans and coaches aren't happy, but that's the first of the game.
Fouls on Bridges. That's his first.
Matthew Powers will be in on the next free after this free throw by K.J. Younger.
First free throws of the night for Weddington.
Up and good. Powers will replace Younger if he makes it.
Yeah, so if you're Weddington right now, I'm saying, I wonder if they realize, but I mean, Bridges, I think, is in heat check mode.
Up and good, and Powers in, Younger out.
I'm telling you right now, you watch. If Bridges gets a chance to get the shot up, it's going up and it's going in.
36 seconds to go here in the quarter. Dunn will bring it up. One shot for Coach Haynes is what he wants. High post to Haynes. Now to Morris. Jaden, dribble drive, hang, shot blocked by Hamilton. Over to Cook. Cook wants to push. Cook into the front court. 20 seconds to go. And that's what Coach Ellington wants. Hamilton with it up top. Guarded by Dunn. Now more switch. Right side over to Cook. Down to 9.
I think you go now.
8. Aiden sees the clock.
I think you go.
6. Wants to take Morris by himself. Now to Hamilton. A 3. No good. Rebound by Powers. And at the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 22. Marvin Ridge, 14. We'll take a quick break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Make sure your family has a fire escape plan, and they practice it twice a year. One important thing to practice is get low and go. If you see or smell smoke, it's important to get low and go. Protect your family from fire. For more information, visit sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. As you can hear, my voice is slowly deteriorating already.
Great. Probably getting sick again.
Matt Averick, Ryan Cook. After one quarter of play, the Warriors are up 22-14.
So, you know, I have a lot of comments, I guess, so far. I mean, you know, so Marvin definitely took a couple major punches from Weddington to only come out down 8, not too bad after the first quarter. But as I said before the game started, that doesn't mean much to me this early. You know, Marvin can score it quick with the threes from Dunn and Bridges, and of course, Clark can fill it up at any time. Now, I'll say this, you know, I mean, K.J. Younger has really been kept under wraps. He's got 4 points so far.
He's initiating more than anything. He's not taking to the rim like we've seen where he comes down and just goes
wild. Well, I think you see, I'm going to credit Marvin with that, though. I'm going to say that I think you see a real concerted effort of them really clogging that lane and being ready to help on that. But it's a big deal that they've got Zepp on the bench with 2 fouls when he got off to such a great start. I mean, he's got 10 points already, and he's on the bench now.
Marvin with the ball to start the second quarter, done into the backcourt. With Bridges, and Morris, who will run point and will bring it across the timeline.
Oh, the Weddington crowd are getting after Morris.
Into the corner. On the block to Morris. To Bridges. Rise. Fire. Three.
Nope.
No good. Rebound Powers.
Sorry, Sanj. I might have jinxed you.
Over to Cook. Cook across the timeline. Near side to Najee, guarded by Bridges. Up top to Powers. Ellison on the block. Up. Shot.
Oh,
got
man.
It.
That's a lot of contact. I'm with Ellington. Ellington's saying, foul? Foul?
He worked for that one.
He did. That's great, great footwork and patience by Jack Ellison there.
10-point lead for the Warriors now. Done across the timeline. Just underway here in the second quarter with 7 minutes and 5 seconds to go.
Being super patient or confused. I'm not sure which one.
Into the corner to Clark. On the block to Dunn. Up and good.
No help on that. I got 4 assists for Josh Clark early.
Leads Marvin in everything pretty much.
Right.
Right wing over to Hamilton. A screen through the legs. Down the lane. Euro
Jeez.
Step. Another one.
I mean, he's not hitting outside. He's not even shooting from outside.
He's hitting from 5 foot.
You can't stop him getting the basket right now.
Back to a 10-point lead. 26-16. 6:35 to go. Haynes with it up top. Right wing over to Bridges. Bridges, dribble drive. Kick to Morris. Morris with it. Lost it. Back to Bridges into the corner. Haynes on the block. A drive, now back to Bridges. Skip pass, goes off of Cook out of bounds, right at his mother. She's okay.
Oh, shoot, yeah, she is standing right over there, huh? She got a bad back, too. We don't need to be injuring mom.
Marshall Payne back in, replaces Brady Dunn.
You better hang in there, man. I'm worried about your voice.
I'm okay.
Going through puberty, maybe?
Bobby Brady? Clark, you're a jerk. Up top to Bridges. 6:15 to go here in the first half, I should say. Clark with it left wing. A dribble. They switch. He'll drive, kick. Morris.
Ooh,
got away
feet.
With one there, I thought. Morris back on the block. Loose ball. Now to Bridges. Up top to reset with 6-0.
And credit this Weddington D. They're getting after it.
High post. Stolen away by Cook. Aiden is fouled by Bridges, I believe.
And so that's Bridges' second. That's kind of big. Yeah, that's
here comes Jack Sheridan.
That's big because Sinjin started out shooting the ball well.
And Brady Dunn.
Yeah, that
5:55 to go here.
So two fouls on Zepp, two fouls on Bridges.
Younger will trigger it to our left. Up top to Powers, left side to Ellison. Skip into the corner. Powers a three. No good. Rebound by Clark.
Good box out.
Yeah. Absolutely by Marshall Payne.
Definitely a good box out.
Clark up top to Sheridan. Jack, drive, loose ball.
Cook's getting his hands on things, isn't he?
Payne.
Disruptive.
Back to Sheridan. Pump fake on the block.
Good team D.
Back up top to Dunn to
Ellington
reset.
Ellington is pumped. He's going at him. I think positive. I think he's pumped at how hard they're playing on D.
Dunn with it up top, Morris. Payne in the corner. Payne goes baseline. And he stepped on the a loose ball.
No, I think he stepped on the line.
Okay.
The student section for Weddington's into it. Ellington's into it. They've kind of taken the Marvin student section out. I mean, Marvin's only scored 16 points about almost halfway through the second.
Cook across the timeline. Guarded by Dunn right in front of us. Bringing Hamilton off a screen on the right wing. Grant's got it with the basketball now. Up top to Ellison. Now to Younger. Shot.
Man.
No. They're going to make him work tonight.
Yeah, they'll say they're not going to.
And they're going to let him play.
Yeah, they're going to have to give him some of those fouls, I think.
Payne to the corner. Morris. Skip over to Dunn. Down 10 to Weddington. Marvin Ridge with it now. Clark up top. Josh, drive. The teardrop is no good. Rebound by Powers.
He's having trouble getting going other than the assist.
This is CC Elite 2024 on the court.
Yep.
Ellison, a three, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Putback is good.
Man,
he missed a shot?
I don't think so, and he's really just doing the job totally different than what he usually does. There's not a rim protector for this Marvin team. That's why Grant sniffs.
No, their biggest guy is Sheridan,
yeah,
and he's about 6 foot.
He's not a shot blocker.
28-16 in the corner to Payne. Skip pass over to Morris. Jaden. Right wing to Clark. Josh. Sheridan, he wanted it, but he didn't take it.
You know Josh wants to make something happen, but Weddington's doing a great job.
Dunn, a three. Got it.
That's what they needed. And I think if you're cooked there, you can't help off. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I didn't see where he was helping, but he didn't get back over there.
28-19, Weddington. Hands off to Hamilton. Near side, right in front of us to Jack Ellison now. Not a Powers. The lefty. Now Ellison.
Yeah.
Underneath
yeah.
Clark and Cook.
As Cook went through, Clark just literally grabbed him. That's a good call. I mean, because it's off the ball. And
some people would call you a homer, but I wouldn't. Media timeout. We'll take a break with 3:35 to go. 28-19. Back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there?
That's Ryan Cook. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig and the sexy thing over there.
Oh, man. I keep forgetting every time I, like, dance like that and, like, think no one can see me. On NFHS or how do you say it?
Back, I don't know.
Anyway. But, yeah, you know, once again, I'm saying, Weddington seems like they're kind of giving that gut punch to Marvin. But those big threes just keep it, like, interesting enough to where they're in it. You know, again, a nine-point game is not much. But
do we see Bridges?
I don't know.
Hamilton, pump fake, step back, three, no good.
He missed
Nagy
a shot.
Nagy and Sheridan were going at it.
Yeah, they're going to have to call these fouls or it's going to get ugly.
Clark with it up top to Dunn to reset. 3:22 to go in the half.
I don't know that you bring Bridges in. I don't think so.
Clark with it up top, and you're right about packing in the inside.
Yeah.
Josh has no room. Payne with it on the right wing. And stolen away by Hamilton. Grant to Younger. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound
my.
Put back by Hamilton as he missed a shot.
Yes, he just missed that three, remember?
Okay, that's
but
it.
He had missed a two. That's for sure.
30-19, Weddington leads. 2:50 to go here in the half. Dunn up top to Sheridan. Now to Clark, right wing. Back to Sheridan on the block. Jack up, glass good.
Yeah, he's playing well. He's playing well. That assist was from Josh.
It was.
That's Clark's fifth. I got you. Bridges, yeah. Bridges getting ready to check back in. We're a little bit surprised, but.
2:30 to go. He may not get in.
He's a smart player. He can stay out of foul trouble.
Younger at the base. Up, shot, foul, bucket, good.
Now that's his game. That's what Younger, I mean, he goes in there, bullies him. He finishes with the foul. What's going on? We got John or no? White. Who's that on? Sheridan. No.
It's on 23.
Payne.
Marshall Payne. Grant going to come out. Powers in. Clark out. Bridges back in with 2:23 to go here.
So you know me and my offense and defense. I like Bridges in right now because they're going to be on offense. I'd take him out if we get a dead ball defense by Marvin.
Younger up and good. Timeout, Coach Ellington and the Warriors. They're up 33-21. We'll keep it right here. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Yeah, so, you know, Hamilton's got 12 points tonight with no threes. I think that's what's kind of so strange to us. But, I mean, he's kind of – I mean, it's weird to say. He's kind of dominating inside. Like, dominating inside? Is that fair? I mean, he's getting offensive rebounds. He's driving in.
Right.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Is that strong? And then Younger now with 7 points, Ellison with four, and Zepp on the bench for quite a while now with 10. And Sheridan's had a nice little spark for the Mavs. He's got 6 points. Brady Dunn leads away with 8 points. Bridges with six on his two threes, and Josh Clark with only 1 point so far. So I'm sure that was a point of emphasis in practice and coming in that, we're not going to let Mr. Clark score 31 on us like last time.
Younger, Hamilton, Cook, Najee Powers, Sheridan, Morris, Dunn, Bridges, Payne. Those are the 10 on the floor with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the half. Dunn across the timeline, gives it off to Bridges, right side to Payne. Now to Morris, the little three-man weave. Now to Dunn. Dunn with Younger up on him, going to run it again. Right side to Morris, now to Payne in the corner. Marshall goes baseline drive, hang shot, too strong. Rebound by Hamilton. Hamilton and Dunn go at it. Now up top to Najee. Hands off to Cook. Aiden with it. Left wing to Younger.
They're going to double him. That's smart.
On the block. Oh, no. To Powers into the corner. Back to Younger. A minute 40 to go. Younger going to reset the offense up top.
Yeah, now they're happy being patient. Up 12.
Now to Cook with it between the circles. Bridges up on him.
You know they want to get Younger the ball with whoever's on him inside. A lot of help, though.
And here he is with the ball in front of us, guarded by Payne. Now to Hamilton. Grant, head fake, drive, hang. The floater is good.
That's what I'm saying. He realizes no one can stop him when he drives in there. That's it.
35-21 with a minute 10 to go. Dunn, a three. Another one.
Man, he is on.
He's got 11 on the night.
He does.
Keeping it close.
Yep. And every time it looks like it's not going to be close.
Younger baseline. Bounce pass. Stolen away by Dunn. Dunn and Bridges. Bridges with the ball on the right wing. And a foul is called.
That's probably a good foul. Wait, who's at 23? That's on Powers. Now, see, one thing I say to Coach Haynes there, though, that's not the time that I would complain. You know, when you
he's
get the foul called.
He's making the referee aware.
Is that it?
He's sharing the knowledge.
That's it.
Up top to Dunn.
He's stating a fact.
Yes,
right?
He is. 45 seconds to go on the half. Dunn, layup, man. Got it.
Dunn has come to play tonight. 13 of their 26.
35-26, 30 seconds left in the half. Left side to Najee, a three. No good, not what you want.
I don't think that's the shot Weddington wanted at all there. They didn't want it that quick, and they didn't want that shot at all, I don't
think.
And
now I think Marvin plays for the last shot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if they could make this a 7-point game or a 6-point game at half, they're happy with that.
Up top to Dunn, now to Payne. 10 seconds to go.
Off
of Cook's head. Up top to Sheridan. Triple drive. Hang.
Oh, he walked,
shot.
Didn't he?
No foul is called. Loose ball. Hamilton lets it fly. No. And at the end of one half of play, Weddington 35, Marvin 26. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. My name is Ryan Cook. We're at halftime of the boys' game between Weddington and Marvin Ridge. Winner gets sole possession of first place in the conference. And the Warriors lead 35-26.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, you got to, I think, be really happy if you're Weddington holding this team to 26 points at half. But every time they seem like they're kind of pulling away, Marvin hits a big three. You know, I think that's been the...
I mean, Mr. Dunn.
Mainly, you know, I mean, Bridges got going just a little bit there, and then he picked up a
fouls.
Foul, or a second foul.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, Dunn with 13 points at half, you know, half the points that they've scored. So they've done a tremendous job defensively on Josh Clark, who only has 1 point in this half. But to credit Josh, he's kind of taken what's been there. He's got five assists.
Well, that
assists.
First quarter, he had some looks inside on that little cut through that he does, and it just didn't fall.
Yeah.
But he
yeah.
made some good passes.
Yes, for sure.
He's got five assists.
Five assists in the first half, you know.
Five of the 20, I mean, he assisted on a third of that.
Right, right. And so, you know, you got to be happy with the defense, I think, if you're Weddington. You just got to make sure you're getting out on those 3-point shooters. You know, and as far as Marvin goes, I said this to you, I said this to Coach Tolbert, and we'll see, you know, what happens. I said to you guys, it wouldn't mean anything to me if one of the teams was up 12, 13, 15 points at half, I wouldn't count the other team out. Well,
or
I mean,
nine.
Now it's nine. I mean, you know, I'm definitely not counting this Marvin team out. I mean, 9 points is nothing in a big basketball game.
What do you do to – you've done a good job as making K.J. Younger work for his seven.
Right.
But Grant Hamilton.
Right.
I mean, he missed 1 3, but all his they're all layups, and they're all not in transition layups.
He's just getting
to the rack.
So I don't know. I'm not sure I change any defensive strategy or not. Oh wow! Past my bedtime.
How can you be bored?
I don't know.
During a game like this.
I don't know. But you know, I don't know. You change the defensive game plan. I mean, you've only. I mean, I say only 35. You're on pace to give up 70, I guess. But I mean. Yeah, pretty good defense, I think. Like you said, they've held KJ down well. Grant's hurt him. Somebody's going to hurt him on this Weddington team. So I don't know. If you just keep doing what you're doing and someone's got to protect the rim better when Hamilton goes, I thought they might play a little zone. You know, that might not be a bad thing to try. I mean, Weddington's not killing them from outside by any means. The only three-pointers of the game for Weddington have been the two by Zepp.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe you switch to zone and see if they're hitting. You know, so far
that was early in the first quarter. I think he started out with five.
Right. I think Cook's taken 1 3 and Hamilton's taken 1 3.
Did Younger take
like.
One over there? No, he did
in,
not.
In Younger hat, yeah, he did. Yeah. But I was just thinking of the top 2 3-point shooters. Cook and Hamilton have taken one each, and they've missed them both. So you don't know if they're hitting. You know, so maybe you come out in a zone. I don't know. But if not, I mean, like I say, I don't know that defense has really been the problem. I think you need to put more than 26 points, you know, in the half for them. So. I don't know. You know, you can't not give KJ the attention they've been given.
No, but can you afford to continue to give him that attention? And then how do you give attention to Grant then?
Right.
You know, like you're a shell game. What are we doing here?
No, I agree because I feel like Ellison and Zepp both came out to play early, and now you're going to have both those guys back on the floor. So it's tough. It's tough. I mean, it's a well-rounded team. But, you know, like I say, I think this team is up for – a comeback. I mean, I wouldn't count them out. I mean, when you get Bridges and Dunn hitting threes the way they can hit them, they can score a lot of points quickly. So we'll see. I guess I can do the scoring rundown.
Sure.
Hamilton's leading the way for both teams. Hamilton's got 14, Zepp with 10, Younger with 7, and Ellison with 4. For Marvin Ridge, I mentioned Brady Dunn with 13, Bridges 6, Sheridan 6, and Clark 1. So, you know, it'll be really interesting to see what adjustments two good coaches make it happen, how both teams come out to play.
We're about 2.5 minutes away from the second half. We'll take another break. Come back, UnionCountyHoops.com's. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. You hear that buzzer in the background? That means the second half is about to begin.
And look at that student section rise. And I think that's what you're saying is each coach here. So if you're Marvin, you know, you're saying, hey, we're good. We're down 9 points, didn't play a great half. We got to get stops, and we're going to be okay. I want to get a couple stops here, score a couple buckets. Next thing you know, we're down to a two-possession game, you know. And their crowd is going to get into this and try to help pick them up. And, you know, if you're Weddington, you're saying, you know, we got to keep this crowd out of this game. And what I always like to say in a game like this, you know, if you're Ellington, I want to come out strong right now. I want you guys to get me a couple stops. I want to get a couple scores. At that point, we're gonna be up by, you know, say 15 or whatever, and they're gonna be calling a timeout, and we're gonna be taking this thing home. You know, I'm gonna like come out. We're gonna bury him right now. You know,
Clark, Bridges, Dunn, Sheridan, and Payne will start the second half for Marvin Ridge. It'll be Younger, Cook, Ellison, Zepp, and Hamilton.
And if I'm Weddington, I am not letting Bridges or Dunn get off to a hot start here. And I mean, it was just tough, too. It's just like you say about Weddington. Well, then, you know, is Josh Clark going to slice you to pieces, you know? So we'll see.
Weddington with the ball starting in the backcourt, moving right to left.
Here.
Cook with it up top. High post to Younger. Turn, a dribble, up, shot. Got it.
Yeah, there's a start you want. Who's that from, Cook?
Yes. 37-26. Into the corner to Bridges. Up top to Sheridan, a dribble and a handoff over to Dunn, up top to Payne, to Bridges, pump fake.
I like Singed how he handles it.
Back up top, over to Clark, baseline, cut off by Younger, back up top to Sheridan.
Good D coming out.
Hands off to Clark, Josh.
Oh, that is
bad
deep.
Pass, stolen by Hamilton, Grant.
Oh, man.
Fell down, Younger's got the ball, three, a shot on the way, no good. Oh, no, it sat on the rim forever. Clark saves it right to Sheridan. up to Dunn. There is way confusion right there.
Well, I didn't
Should
see it
Should have been
at
an
all.
Over and back, but there wasn't. Sheridan on the block. Pump fake. Into the corner.
There's the shooter.
Bridges a three. Got it!
I don't think he's going to miss many of those tonight.
37-29 with 6:50 to go.
Boy, they needed that. That's big. Now you've cut into the lead by one quickly.
Cook with it across the timeline. Now to Hamilton. Up top to Zepp.
Yep.
On
oh,
the
man,
block. Younger
holding,
up. Shot. Window. Yeah. Got it. And the foul.
They called it late. Like, I think he was getting held kind of the whole time, and then they called it late.
I know you can't do the old bucking bronco with the knee in the backside, but you've got to do something. You can't just let him back you down.
Yeah. That's Payne's second, which isn't a big deal in the second half. But this is a dagger if Younger puts this in, because it kind of erases the work they did on the other end, you know?
Yeah, the lead's up to 11 then.
Yeah.
Up on Younger and good.
Yep. He's 4-for-4 from the line. With
40-29.
12 points now. And they've done a good job on him, but he's got 12.
Averages 22.6. Leads the county. Hand off to Bridges in front of us. Payne to Clark. Up top to Dunn, guarded by Cook. Left wing to Payne. Trapped. Now they get it to Clark.
Over here. Yep. Good D by Weddington, making him work.
Payne with it. Near side to Dunn. A three.
Watch those screens.
Short. Rebound goes to Ellison. Nope. It'll all be off of Ellison.
Yeah. Yeah, Cook's getting beat up on screens, and he's asking the official, hey, will you watch when they do this when I run by?
It'll be Marvin Ball. Payne will trigger it. They had Clark over here for a second. They get it to Payne. Trapped again. Now up top to Bridges to reset. Near side to Dunn, guarded by Younger. Brady, layup. Too strong. Rebound by Hamilton. Grant will push. Lost it from behind. Bridges with the steal. Sends him to Dunn. A three. Got it!
And he can shoot.
40-32. 5:35 to go.
He can shoot that ball. That's four threes. Seven between him and Bridges.
Up top with Cook. 5:25 to go in the third. Cook wants a pick, or he wants someone
no,
in the
he's
high
trying to
post.
Get somebody. They're not in the right spots. There you go.
Ellison right wing. They lob it inside. Stolen away. Sheridan took a shot to the head, but he's okay. Over to Dunn. Brady wants to push.
And this crowd's Payne. In it now.
Now to Bridges on the left wing. Sinjin. Now to Payne. Right wing. Dunn with it.
It's tough getting through their screens. They do a really good job screening for the shooters.
With Clark. Josh, spin.
There he
Dunn,
is.
Dunn, a three. No good. Rebound by Payne. No, Ellison pulled it away. They are letting him play underneath.
They are.
Younger, a three.
I don't
no
think
good.
You want that.
Clark, no. Hamilton
Man.
Came out of nowhere.
Hamilton
and is fouled on the putback.
I mean, like we keep saying, you know, in his younger days, he was really just a shooter, but the kid's athletic. He's strong. Man.
8-point lead. Hamilton can make it 10 if he knocks them both down. Grant up and good.
He's been a little off from the free throw line lately, but that one looked good. He's got 15 points on the night.
The second for Grant is good.
16. And Weddington only has two threes on the night, both belonging to Mason Zepp, while Bridges and Dunn between the two of them have seven.
Dunn with it across the timeline in front of us to Bridges. Sinjin up top to reset. 4:25 to go here in the third.
They just do a good job screening for these shooters, like
Clark
I said.
Clark wants to take Cook, drive, hang. Blocked by Cook. Put back by Clark, no good. Clark had the rebound, but he's fouled. Technical foul on Coach Haynes.
Yeah, he's kind of been going at him a lot.
And Cook and Clark are laughing at each other.
Are they? I think Cook blocked him, and then he's probably ribbing him.
Hamilton will take the technical.
Yep.
Now Coach Haynes has to sit down, right?
Yes, he does.
Hamilton up and good.
He was given the official an earful a half. He's kind of been. Yeah.
Up and good
for
he's Hamilton.
He's kind of refusing to sit so far. That might not bode well. So that, yeah, all right. So 12-point game. Yeah, this is big. You need to stop if you're Marvin here.
Ellison will trigger it for the Warriors at midcourt. into the backcourt to Younger. Hands off to Hamilton up top. 4:05 to go in the third. High post to Ellison. Back to himself. Was going to hand it off. I get a little ahead of myself sometimes. Younger lost
it. Yeah, he didn't need to force that.
To Bridges. St. John. Once motion. Near side to Payne. Clark guarded by Hamilton this time. With a screen from Sheridan. Right wing over to Bridges. Zep on him. Payne to Dunn. Brady to Sheridan. Dribble drive. Hang. Shot. Good.
He's been good. Yeah, he's
got good body control as well.
He does. He's got 8 points. He's shooting a high percentage. I don't know that he's missed any tonight. Maybe one.
10-point lead for the Warriors. 44-34. 3:20 to go. Up top with it. Younger. Still with the basketball.
Yeah, you can be patient if you're Weddington. You don't need to force anything.
Cook into the corner. On the block to Ellison. Pump fake. Zep. Shot. Good.
Zep has really played well tonight, especially for the minutes that he's been in.
Done across the timeline.
Good find by Ellison as well.
Left side. Bridges. Up top back to Dunn. 2:45 to go. A 12-point lead now. Clark with it. Cut through. Dunn up. Got it.
He's just been kind of everything tonight. I think I got 6 assists for Clark.
Cook with it up top. Back to a 10-point lead. Right wing to Ellison. Now to Hamilton. Guarded by Clark.
And they want to get it into Younger.
Hamilton fell down.
That'll be 3 on Clark. Media timeout?
It is a media timeout. 2:19 to go here in a 10-point lead for Weddington. 46-36. We'll take a quick break. I'll gather myself and watch Cook eat Skittles back after this. Parkwood scored his 1,000th point tonight. Just got an update from Coach Helms down there at Parkwood. So that's I believe they're playing Cata.
Another one of my guys. I'm a big fan of Cam.
Tell you what, he's turned it on the last, I'd say that this part of the first part of the year, he's turned it on for Parkwood.
He is a freak athlete with a great motor and, yeah. Whoa.
Is that on your side? That's on Aiden.
They called a technical on him. They called it technical. I don't know what that is.
That's a personal as well.
Yeah, you know Dunn's good about drawing that out of people. That's for sure. I didn't see what happened.
I didn't either. I just saw the whistle. I heard the whistle. I didn't.
I have a strong feeling he flopped that. Yeah.
Up and no good.
I think that's where they say ball don't lie, I guess. You know, I don't know.
And Coach Ellington is pumped up.
Yeah.
Marvin with the ball with 2:19 to go here in the third.
You gotta watch that with Cook and
stolen ball away by Cook. Blocked by Bridges. But it went out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington ball. And Aiden Cook is pumped up.
He is pumped. He's ticked off is what he is. So he is ticked off. His adrenaline is going right now.
Younger back in. Najee in as well. Powers in for Weddington. Up top to Younger with a screen. Drive, hang, shot. Got it.
Yeah, he just kind of willed his way in there.
48-36.
Yeah, I'm with Ellington. I'd be all over this. And I know Coach Haynes is upset, so it's –
Alex Hutchins in for the first time tonight with the ball. Up top to Morris. Jaden, drive, hang. Shot, no. Rebound by Bridges. And
oh,
the foul.
Wow, that's a tough. I mean, that's a nice rebound and knowing where you are and having the body control to turn it around. And
it's going to be on Powers.
That's
Zep
his second.
Back in, replacing the hothead Aiden
Cook.
Yeah,
to say, maybe trying to settle Cook down a little bit because he's going 110 miles an hour right now. It might make him tired.
Bridges, the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Again, cut it back down below 10 on this.
And it is.
You know, and every time it looks like Weddington's 12 points, maybe 14 or, you know, whatever. It doesn't get to that 14. They cut it back down to 9. Old-fashioned three, like you said.
Younger up crop. Back door to Hamilton.
No foul
there.
Class
and good. And timeout, Weddington. Full timeout with a minute 35 to go. 50-39, back to that 11-point lead.
And that's a really well-run play. It's a play that Coach Ellington has run forever. And a lot of people have, you know, a lot of people have started running that play. But they a team that has scouted this Weddington team really well fell for one there, you know. But it's also still a great finish by Hamilton because there was some help down there. And I kind of really thought it was an and one, if I'm being honest. But here you go again, you know, 11-point game. And all night what's happened when it gets to that is Marvin answers right here. And as long as they keep doing that, they're going to be in it to the end. But, you know, it's getting where
they're going to have to get a stop.
They're going to have to, yeah.
You
got to
capitalize on the stops.
Yeah.
Right now you're going to be playing Weddington and the clock.
Yeah.
Meetings are adjourned. It's 50-39 with a minute 35 to go.
Well, Mr. Cook in Naples saying that he hopes they can get some time with you when they come up. Who cares about their son? He said maybe they'll buy you breakfast.
Wow.
Better than their son does.
Yes,
right?
He is. He's not helpful when it comes to buying breakfast, going to breakfast, wanting to hang out. Near side to dunk.
Oh man, you
a
can't
three.
Beat him.
Got it.
How does that happen?
Another one.
But that's his fifth three.
50-42. A minute 15 to go in the third. Younger. Skip over to Hamilton. Grant, spin, hang, blocked, but a foul is called. The bucket is good.
I tell you what, I mean, he's a two-point machine tonight. He still hasn't hit a three.
Fouls on Clark.
Still hasn't hit a three, and the kid has 22 points. Yeah, that's four on Clark. That's huge. That's huge in the fourth quarter. I mean, third quarter.
Hamilton up and good.
So
old-fashioned again, the three-point play.
Hamilton has 23 points tonight in the third quarter without a three.
He's a scorer.
Dang
he
gone.
Is a true scorer.
You ain't kidding. Need another answer if you're Marvin. They keep giving them, but they need one here. Makes him a little easier to guard with Clark on the off the floor, even though he has 1 point, but he's got six assists.
Under a minute now. St. John Bridges left wing. Up top. With it, the dribble, hands off to Morris. Near side to Dunn, Hamilton on him. Taking their time, down to 40 seconds.
Yeah, if you're Weddington, you're fine with that. You make them take a lot of time, it's on your side right now.
Right wing to Haynes. Hands off back to Dunn, to Payne. Now to Morris. Jaden, to Payne on the block, Marshall. Was it thrown off of? No, it was not.
I couldn't see it all. I didn't see it at all.
It'll stay Marvin ball.
But, you know, right now if you're Marvin, you need somebody else other than Dunn and Bridges that can score. Because, I mean, no one's even looking.
They don't right now.
Well, no one's even. The guys on the
Payne's
floor.
Payne's not looking.
Payne's not even
looking
to score. Morris isn't looking to score.
Sheridan's not a scorer outside.
Haynes wasn't looking to score. I mean, Sheridan may look to score here. But, I mean, you know, if you're Weddington, you
up
just got
to Sheridan.
Really focus on those two guys.
Now to Dunn, 22 seconds to go in the quarter.
I'm not helping off Dunn or Bridges.
Bridges, baseline. Powers got away with a push.
There's
Morris. A three. No good. Rebound by Younger. 10 seconds
to go. Now you need the last shot, yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't wait long. You got 7, 6, 5.
Younger, drive, hang, the floater, no. Powers is there, no. Rebound by Payne, and that'll do it. At the end of three quarters of play. 53-42 Weddington back after this.
find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
you're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. The last 8 minutes of regulation. And the winner gets first place in the conference. Weddington up 53-42.
Yeah, so, I mean, disadvantage for Marvin coming out with Clark on the bench with four fouls. But, you know, they've got the ball here. And the way that Dunn's been shooting, the way that Bridges has been shooting, you know, a three-pointer here takes it back to eight again. You know,
Cook, Zepp, Younger, Ellison, Hamilton, Dunn, Bridges, Morris, Sheridan, Payne.
So now you got KJ Younger on Dunn. They're not messing around.
Bridges up top, Zepp on him. Left side to Dunn, a screen from Sheridan.
No offense against my son, but KJ Younger on Dunn makes that a little tougher.
Into the corner to Bridges. St. John, now to Sheridan. Cut through, gets it to Dunn. They switch. Left side to Payne. Marshall with it over to Morris. Jaden going to drive. Spin through the lane. Kick to the corner. Bridges baseline. The floater is good.
Yep. Smooth.
53-44. Younger to Cook across the timeline. Over to Hamilton now. Between the circles. Now to Younger outside on that left side. Now he backs him down. Cook into the corner, a three. No good. Rebound Sheridan. Loose ball, gets it over to Bridges. Bridges across the timeline. Bridges with it up top. Guarded by Zepp again. Near side to Morris, into the corner to Payne. Now up top to Sheridan. Hands off to, no, does not hand off, keeps it himself. Lost it out of bounds. Loose ball. Morris up and good.
That opportunistic Jaden Morris with his first bucket. Got to feel good.
53-46, Hamilton right wing. Now on the block to Ellison.
If you're Weddington, you need a bucket.
Ooh. Jack, shot, no, yeah. But he got away with one.
I think I agree there. Yeah, I think he did. I think that's a walk.
55-46, 6:20 to go.
Ellington's up, willing his team to play defense.
Dunn across the timeline. Sends Bridges to the other side of the court. Now to Morris. Now to Bridges. Bridges baseline. Cut off by Zepp. Up top to Sheridan. Around the perimeter to Payne. Marshall drive baseline. Kick stolen away by Cook. Aiden going to go coast to coast. Nobody's fouled.
He just kind of threw that up there, but he definitely got hammered. I got him with four steals. That's going to be three on Bridges. Not a big deal in the fourth quarter, three on Bridges, as long as he doesn't pick up one quick now. Now, if he does that, that would be, you know, devastating, I think, to this team. With it looks like Josh Clark's getting off the bench, getting ready to come back in with his four fouls.
Cook and good on the first. Payne out, Clark back in.
Yeah, I like this for your Marvin. I like, you know, again, he's in on dead ball offense. Might take him out on dead ball defense for another couple minutes here with 6 minutes to go.
5:57 to go. Up and good for Cook.
Weddington's perfect from the line tonight as a team.
Timeout, Coach Haynes and the Mavs. Full timeout. Now they'll get another timeout under 4 minutes.
Right.
Whenever that happens.
Good timing. Now, I'm sorry if I jinx the next Weddington shooter, but I got to report facts, right? They're 11-for-11 from the line as a team. I mean, I just got to report the facts, right? You know, I mean.
Yes, you love your facts.
I do. And now, listen, by comparison, Marvin has only taken five, but they're 2-for-5. So, you know, I mean, 2-for-5 as opposed to 11-for-11, that's a factor in an 11-point game here, so. So I think I got Hamilton with 23 still, Younger with 14, and Zepp with 12 leading away for Weddington. I got Bridges with 14, I believe, right now. I've got Brady Dunn having a big night. He's got 5 threes for, let's see, 15. He's got 21. And really, they don't have much other than that. You know, Jack Sheridan has 8. But we've seen over this last quarter or so, no one really even kind of looking to score, looking like they have any interest in getting a shot off other than Dunn and Bridges.
So, but now that Clark's in.
Now that Clark's in, you got to deal with him. But I think if you're Ellington, I mean, again, you're challenging your guys and you're saying everybody helps through these screens because they're running their offense well. What, I mean, Marvin's smart kids, well-coached, playing good basketball. You got to get through screens. You got to help each other out, communicate.
Bridges high post to Sheridan. Bridges rise, fire a three, got it.
See, I mean, you just can't let that happen if you're Weddington. I mean, that's 4 for him now, 4 threes for him, 17 points.
57-49, 5:35 to go in the game.
And Coach Haynes is exactly right. They need stops.
Yeah, Morris now up on Younger.
Yeah, he'll have a lot of help on the drive, I'm sure, or when he gets inside.
Up top to Ellison on the block. They throw it inside to Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And one.
For Clark.
And if that's on Josh, that's 5.
I believe it is, isn't it?
Oh, no, it is not.
Yeah,
no, yeah, it is. It is.
That is his 5th. That didn't take him long. He had 1 point on the night, but six assists, I mean, is where he – you know, where you felt that. Sorry. Hold on. Wait.
59-49 with Grant Hamilton at the line.
25.
For 1.
This would be 26 if he is there.
Marshall Payne in because Clark is now fouled out.
Which, again, just makes them easier to guard. You know, I mean, if you're Weddington, you got to really focus on 2 scorers.
Hamilton up and good.
I believe he's got 26 on the night now, again, with no threes. I mean, that's
– that's efficient.
And it's weird for Grant. I mean, again, with no threes but 26 points. It's
Bridges right wing up top to Sheridan. Now to Dunn. They switch to Payne. Now to Bridges left side. Bridges with Zepp. Pull up 3. No good. Rebound by Younger. KJ will push quickly.
Little danger zone time, I think, here.
Loose ball, lost it. Over to Dunn.
Yeah, you don't need to force that.
Brady to Sheridan up and good. 9-point lead, 60-51. 4:45 to go, Coach.
And now that Sheridan's into double digits, 10 points. But, yeah, you don't need that from Younger there. You know, you just don't need to force that action.
Ellison right wing with it up top to Hamilton. They lob it inside to Younger on the block. Up and good.
Man, he's just a man in there.
Timeout Weddington with 4:27 to go. 30-second timeout.
He's just a man in there. Was that Hamilton or Ellison with the assist?
I think it was Grant.
I think it was, too.
62-51 with 4:27 to go.
So he's got, yeah, Younger now is 16. Hamilton, I believe, with 26. You know, I said it again. I started to say that it was danger zone time for Marvin. Now I'm getting whatever you're getting. Younger forced that action. They capitalized right down, you know, immediately and makes it interesting again. But then Younger down the other end. So it's just they can't quite get there. They cut it to 7 at one point, didn't they?
They did.
And then it's just kind of – and then now you're back up to 11. You know, it's just – you're feeling like that – they got to get over that
hump
pretty
soon. It's such an effort to get to 7.
Right, right.
That they don't get that
right.
Stop.
And generally, Weddington's not letting them score quickly.
Right.
Generally, it's after quite a few screens or, you know, moving the ball around quite a bit.
Dunn across the timeline to Payne in the corner to Morris, up top to Sheridan. Back to Dunn. Dunn into the corner. Back up top to Payne. Now to Dunn left wing. Now to Payne. Morris right wing.
Nice
Payne
pass.
Up and good.
That was a really nice play.
First points of the night for him, I believe.
That is correct. The assist from Morris.
62-53 with 3:50 to go. Ellison left wing. Hamilton and Morris battling
on
the block.
Hamilton wants that inside on Morris. He got out.
He did. Ellison with it up top. Dribble drive. Kick to Zepp. Now to Cook.
You have good patience right now. You don't have to force anything.
Almost lost it. Regains it. Pass done. Drive. Kick. Ellison up. Got it.
Yeah, that's nice.
You said it right there, Coach. Patience.
Yes.
There's no need to go down there and jack something up.
There's no
up.
Need
you
to
just
force a
it.
Pass. There's no need to force a tough shot.
Bridges with it left side. Skip near side to Payne. Marshall up top. Sheridan now. Dribble drive. Fouled by Hamilton.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Looks like he came down a little ginger, too. I don't know. They called it on Hamilton, his second.
TV timeout. We'll take a break with 3:09 to go. Weddington 64, Marvin Ridge 53. Back after this.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive. Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Hook.
Ryan Cook and Matt Abrig. The UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Warriors up 64-53 coming out of the media timeout with 3:09 to go in the contest.
Well, and once again, here we are, 11-point game. And Marvin a chance here on these free throws to cut it back to nine under double digits. But then they've got to get a stop. You know, I mean, it's not good enough for Sheridan to hit two and then let Weddington answer.
Whether with a two or a three, you can't trade.
Right. He's got to hit these, and you got to get a stop if you're going to get into this. 3 minutes is getting winding down a little bit.
Sheridan up and good.
11 points for Sheridan tonight.
The lead stays at 10. Rebound by Cook. He'll slowly bring it across the timeline right to left.
Yeah, again, no hurry. You don't force anything. Take only really good shot.
Right side over to Hill or Hamilton with it. A screen. No, he uses baseline. Euro step. Another one tonight. He is Manu Ginobili.
He's just eating them up. I mean, 28, I think.
66. I think the school record is that on Hamilton again.
Yeah,
it is.
To me, they just got tangled up. You know, I mean, I don't know. That was Hamilton? Yeah, his third.
If he can score 23 in the next 2 minutes and 40 seconds, he'll set the school record, which he already owns. Morris will trigger it for Marvin.
Oh.
Lost it out of bounds off of Younger.
Boy, Younger could have pretty much just grabbed that. I think I hit him about the elbows.
Yeah, I mean, he could have.
I mean, it hit him like.
Again, you're going to go up top.
Oh,
stolen away by Cook. Over to Ellison. Jack.
Bring it out.
Shot.
It out.
Nobody's fouled.
Yeah, I probably would have brought that out. Yeah, that was a big play by Cook. I mean, I'm technically going to give that steal to Ellison, but Cook caused it. Yeah, you know, you'd give it to Cook, huh? I don't know.
You are stingy with your son.
I mean.
You are.
I got to be honest.
You gave him a technical, but you won't give him the steal.
I don't think it should
be. Up and good for Ellison on the first.
So that is four on Cinchin Bridges, though, so he's got to be really careful defensively now. And that's 9 points for Jack Ellison.
Up and good. No. Oh, no.
There's my jinx.
You do these
it
things.
Was 12, they were 12 for 12. There was my jinx. I didn't say anything that time, though. Sorry, Jack.
Morris with the basketball up top to Dunn into the corner to Payne. Marshall. Dunn, a
That's
three.
Going down. Oh.
No good. Rebound by Zepp.
I can't believe he missed one. That's six rebounds for Zepp.
2:15 to go in the game. 67-54.
Oh.
Cook with it into the backcourt. Almost has it stolen away. Zepp, another three. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Grant Hamilton with the putback dunk.
That? Holy moly.
And a timeout is called.
What was that?
By Coach Haynes and Marvin Ridge.
Where did that come from? Holy. I don't know what it's to say. Like,
That's 28 points.
I think 30. I don't know. Let's see. 22, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 30 with an exclamation point. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine thinking of him doing that? Like in his, I mean.
Oh, not when I started that coaching that one year with you.
He was
shorter.
Young. What was that?
Going into freshman year.
I mean, that's been a while.
No, it has, but like.
But, I mean, he just went up over the rim and just, I mean.
Here's a kid.
That's what KJ Younger does.
As
not
a sophomore.
Grant Hamilton.
Wait, as a sophomore.
Yeah.
He took 1-3 in the state title game.
In the whole season, right?
And hit it. Against Panther Creek.
One, yeah, right. And
that
I
was
think
the only
the
points
season,
he scored all season.
Right. Right, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
And then he goes into his junior year.
And look what he
and
did.
Gets
and
on fire.
Look at him now.
And now this year.
My God.
Junior year, he scores 45 and hits 9 or 11 threes.
Holy crap. I'm still reeling after that a little bit. Like, that's something that KJ Younger might do, but not Grant Hamilton.
A minute 55 to go. Warriors up 69-54. Done. Baseline. Skip pass. Stolen away by Ellison. I don't like those things.
Yeah, I think this is about.
It's about ending.
Yeah. You're going to have to go foul now. Don't get dirty.
Younger with it up top.
I don't know why those aren't fouls there.
Drive, hang, shot.
I don't
no.
know why that's not a foul.
Buckets
honestly,
good, no foul.
I have no idea how none of those were fouls. I guess the officials decided it's over, too.
71-54. Up top to Sheridan, guarded by Ellison. Spin, turn, shot.
Hey, he's had a nice game.
Jack that's Sheridan for two.
13 for Jack Sheridan.
71-56, Weddington. Ellison with it up top.
Now you just play a little keep away.
Cook with it. Down to a minute.
Oh, jeez.
Under a minute to go.
Kind of had to call that one, I guess.
Zepp had something to say about it.
Yeah.
We're not under a minute. We're at exactly 1 minute. It stopped right there. Warriors up 71-56 as Alec Hutchins comes in to replace Dunn, I think, maybe to avoid any kind of.
That might be good. Things get a little chippy sometimes.
Lost it on the inbound. Cook had it. Now Younger's got it. Younger baseline up. Got it.
He thought about dunking that one, I
he
think.
He did. 73-56.
And now he's got 20, I believe.
Morris, left wing, guarded, and a foul's going to be on
Jeez.
Cook. Now we're going to call it tight in the last 40 seconds.
That's such a weird call.
I know. Come
like,
on, brother.
After, like down here, they're like trying to hack him, and down there he calls out.
Hutchins inbounds to Bridges. Sinjin was 17, going to drive, hang, wild shot, nobody's fouled, and it'll be on Zepp. I understand there's a little bit of pride. You don't want your guy to score.
Yeah.
And Sinjin Bridges will go to the line.
So that's three on Zepp after his two early ones. He hadn't picked up another one until very early there. Sinjin's one for one from the line.
You better just be careful with that.
What's that?
Sinjin's one for one for the line, and then he makes it.
I'm not trying to jinx it.
You're not trying to.
Like I did Weddington.
Makes them both.
All right, yeah, three for three from the line. He's got, oh, I got to do some math.
19. Baseball pass to Zepp at midcourt. He's got it on the wing. Underneath to Hamilton. Euro step again.
Oh, he missed one.
Missed one. Rebound by Sheridan over to Bridges. 20 seconds. Long rebound by Cook. Morris on him. And that's going to do it, Coach. I think that'll do it.
I think that will do it.
73-58. It should be. A final.
Yeah, Younger's waving over to the Marvin crowd. Probably not a great idea. Yeah, Cook and Ellison about ready to run into each other. Cook still got to dribble this out for seven more seconds. That's kind of a long time.
It is. I mean, you are right.
It's kind of awkward while KJ waves at the crowd.
And that'll do it. Warriors, sole possession of first place on the win. For Ryan Cook from Matt Aberg saying, so long, and we'll see you from Porter Ridge next Tuesday
night. So long.